This is Leo with KTWH Two Harbors Community Radio. This coming weekend, there's a lot on tap in the area, everything from ukulele carnivals to something really cool going on up in Silver Bay. And I've brought on board the show today, Patty Paulson. Welcome to Community Radio out of Two Harbors, Patty. I believe you're in Finland, right? I believe you are not a lifelong resident there, and it brings up just the opportunity to hear a little bit about your story, how you got to be up there, and a little bit about your experience that led you to be putting on a public art cars weekend on the North Shore. You must be an artist yourself to be into things like this. Do you want to give us a little background, Patty?
Sure, Leo. Thanks for having me on your show. I'm a transplant from the Twin Cities. I moved up to Finland, Minnesota, 3 years ago, and it's a very different scene up here. I am an art car artist myself. I drive the lipstick car. A lot of folks down in the Twin Cities know what that is, but up here, a lot of folks just think
we do not know.
That really weird lady that just moved to town, that strange car. What is she doing?
Well, you're making it easier for your neighbors to track you if you're driving around.
Right, and it's until last fall, it was the only car that I had. So indeed, everyone knew it was me when I was showing up at places. And I stick out like a sore thumb, that's for sure.
Or like a rouged lip, yeah, right.
A rouged lip, exactly.
Yeah.
It's been interesting.
So this coming weekend, I guess we have three kind of parts to the event that are happening on what I'm calling the Art Car Weekend in Silver Bay, uptown and down by the lake. It's something a bit different than the more traditional, conventional type of car show that people might have ever been familiar with in our area. So I wanted to give you an opportunity to explain. We can have a free-range chat about art cars, but maybe we should start off with your definition of what an art car is.
Sure.
Is it art for fine art's sake, a functional art, or can an art car even include things that you would no longer drive on the roadways? What's the gamut?
Well, I think art cars, at least my definition of an art car, is a vehicle that's been altered by their owners with an artistic expression in mind. And they're street legal, so if you can't be driving it out on the street, it's not going anywhere. It's public art.
Right.
I mean, we're putting something on our cars or trucks or vans to be seen by everyone. Years after creating the lipstick car, I thought, oh, I wish I would have had a more important message to send, you know, with climate change and all kinds of other topics coming up. I thought, oh, I wish I would have thought of something a little bit more enriching and to change people's lives, because it captures attention everywhere I go.
Right.
But yet at the same time, when I'm driving down the road, people are blowing me kisses and waving and smiling, and I just can't have a bad day when I'm driving an art car.
Yeah, it points out that there's always time to be, quotes, more relevant, but it's pretty relevant to be putting joy in people's lives unexpected. Boy,
but
I bet it's a big surprise when they see a lipstick car.
Yeah, trying to bring smiles and happiness everywhere I go. So that's the goal of my art car. And I think a lot of art car artists are the same way. We've got cars that are flat painted cars, so they don't have anything attached to them. They artistically paint on their vehicles. And then we've got some pretty crazy cars out there where they're gluing all kinds of stuff onto their vehicles. And then mutant cars, which are not art cars, mutant cars, are the vehicles they let out at Burning Man, where it doesn't even look like a car anymore.
No.
And I don't know that those are necessarily street legal.
A number that I saw were so large that they would take up a four-lane highway. So, yeah, I suspect you're right about that street legal aspect. And they're making different kinds of statements, sometimes just with scale and audacity. Like, some of them are 25, 30 feet tall.
It's exciting. And then, so being up here in the middle of nowhere, I mean, I'm in a town of 200 people, and honestly, with winter being so long and the community so small, it's been quite lonely, and I don't get down to the Twin Cities enough, and I live on a gravel road, and the lipstick car doesn't get the upkeep it needs to, so I have not been coming down to the Twin Cities very often for art car events, and I was missing my crowd, and someone from Silver Bay, my friend Phil, approached me and said, hey, what do you think about doing an arts and craft fair in Silver Bay? And I said, boy, that sounds so boring and awful. No. I've had experience organizing art fairs, and I've been in them as an artist, and I've attended them as general public. And I personally think art fairs are pretty sleepy. And especially up and down the shore, you get the same artists at the same kind of shows everywhere. And I said, why would we do something that you can see just at any other town? Let's do something different. And I actually was given this opportunity to create an event, not just for the community, but for myself. I miss my art car friends, my art car family, really. And this was my opportunity to bring my friends up here and put on a great show. I tell everyone, this is not your daddy's car show, okay?
Well, there may be detailing, but it's not the same kind of detailing we mean with putting certain pinstripes down the side of the vehicle.
It's funny because I'll tell a friend, oh, I'm going to be out in my, you know, oh, they say, I'm going to stop by, and I'll be like, well, I'm going to be on the driveway working on my car all day. Well, I'm not putting on a muffler or anything, folks. I'm like kissing my car. I kiss my car about 1,500 times after I wash it. Yeah, it's a different kind of working on my car.
Yeah, or, you're know, souping it up, but in a completely different way.
Oh, and I've been getting ready. So the last few days, I've been doing nothing but getting ready. I've got a 6-foot-tall tube of lipstick I put on top of my car for events, and I built a new one just for this event, and I've glued on some new tubes. I've got about a couple hundred tubes of lipstick glued to my car, and so I'm, like, gussying it up. And
are we allowed to ask, like what's behind the curtain? There isn't really a lipstick material in that giant tube of lipstick, is there?
No, there's not.
I hope.
Silly, no.
I was hoping you didn't have to order it online and have it shipped in 5-gallon buckets.
No, years ago, I did an art show featuring my paintings that I had done, and all of my paintings had lipstick as a theme. Either they were, lipstick was the subject matter, or it was the medium that I used. And for fun, I made this 6-foot-tall tube of lipstick sculpture that I put outside the gallery to attract attention to get people to come in to see the show. This was in Robbinsville at the Robin Gallery. And after the show is done, I thought, what am I going to do with that tube, that giant tube of lipstick, which is made, incidentally, from fiber barrels and tubing and chrome-painted denim and vinyl. I mean, and lots of glue, we'll say. So my brother helped me figure out how to get it to attach to the top of my car, the roof rack. And I kissed my car 1,000 times, and I wrote with lipstick on it. The lipstick car, and I was in my first parade with it. It was really fun. The lipstick car has been with me since 2009. It's been around a long time.
Yeah, and in our climate, it won't last forever, Patty. I'm bringing up kind of an ugly part of, this is a tricky part, I won't say an ugly part, of being an art car maker of art car products. You have to own a car and to be... You have to maintain it, and it's also an art. Can you really have more than one or two at a time unless you're independently wealthy?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, lipstick car was the only car I had. It's not like
indeed.
So many cars.
I guess I'm pointing out the fact that if somebody wanted to create lots and lots of art car art, they might have to borrow other people's cars to do it unless they had enough money to buy a fleet.
Yeah. Right, yes. Yes, there is something fun about the creating of something new and passing it on if you can. Personally, though, this is not the original lipstick car. The original lipstick car's transmission was going, and so I ripped everything off of it, and we broke up, and I sold that base car, and a year later, I missed it so much, I bought another exact same make and model of car, and I did it again. So for me, it's been just so much fun, and it has changed my life in a lot of ways. Lipstick car has been really important. So back to our event, though. So I've invited art car creators, makers from the Twin Cities to come up here to Silver Bay, to beautiful Black Beach, And we're doing this big art car event. We're going to have 10 art cars there. Everything from the Toyota. If you've seen the Toyota, it's amazing. It's a Toyota Corolla covered with toys, McDonald's toys, and troll dolls, and Barbies, and just every last little thing you can think of. It's an amazing creation. And then we've got the very hippie van, which is all about...
Almost sounds like a cliche, but it's still in vogue.
Love and peace, and it smells like patchouli. I mean, it's beautiful.
You're kidding. Wow. It's a multi-sensory experience.
Right. So I've invited my friends, and some are from the North Shore. We actually have, besides the lipstick car, I have found other cars up here. Dominique Menard moved up here. She's the naturalist up at Sugarloaf Cove.
Yeah.
And she has the cozy car. She just moved up here a year and a half or 2 years ago. So she's joining us. And there's a woman in Silver Bay that has a B car. She just created this year. Yeah.
Does it come with bees?
Another friend here. It's a yellow Volkswagen Bug. And I was doing a parade and creating all these pollinator costumes. I'm the costumer for the Lake Superior Community Theater. And so I have a love of creating costuming and all of that. So we were doing this big pollinator themed unit in the parade. And she contacted me and she said, you know, I've always wanted to make my yellow Volkswagen Bug into a bee. And I'm like,
oh, wow.
your wish could come true. And so I made some wings for her, and she did all the rest herself. It's beautiful. And then there's another friend who has a painted car here in Finland, and she let me know she was going to brighten it up. It's the Mandala. It's a mermaid mandala car. So, you know, we've got a lot of different cars coming out for this. And in addition to that, we're going to have activities supplied by the artist. So the woman with the fairy car is going to help children and adults make fairy wands that they can take home. And the Chroma car owner, Jack Becker, is going to help people make these creative magnets that they can take one home and they can put one on his car. One of our makers, art car artists, is Terry McDaniel, and she drives Pollen. She's a beekeeper, and she is also a stilt walker. And so she's going to be dressed as the queen bee on stilts.
Wow.
During our event. I know, we've got so much great fun stuff going on. It's really, truly amazing. Youngest artist.
And those activities that you're talking about in conjunction with the all the art car owners, that's all happening on Saturday, right? At the
On Saturday.
And that's 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. And is it at Black Beach, or is it at Black Beach Mini Golf between there and the inn?
Yep, we're not down on the beach itself.
Okay.
You will see us from Highway 61 when you're coming north. You will see us.
I'll
give you plenty of warning. You'll see our signs, art cars ahead, and then you'll see right where to turn, and the cars are visible from the highway. I have a 6-foot-tall beach ball that we're going to have blown up and waiting. You'll find us. There'll be no mistaking it. I was going to say our youngest art car artist, her name is Brielle, and she's new to the art car community this year, and she's bringing a Beetlejuice car, which is really kind of, it's so beautiful. I'm so excited to see that too.
Wow.
So, yeah, it's going to be exciting. It's going to be fun. And I just want to mention too, all the activities are free. The only thing you'd have to pay for is if you want some food, we're going to have a couple food trucks there and a beverage stand with coffee and really good lemonade.
Right.
But other than that, all the activities are free. We're going to have some funky contests that people can come and try to win, a hula hoop contest. And instead of musical chairs, we're playing musical beach blankets or beach towels.
So
lots of fun activities.
Yeah. So between the
art bikes.
It strikes me as quite different than the typical North Shore Art Fair, because you know, their commerce is always at the back end of all kind of conversation, because people do need to sell some art, they think, at these things. But I don't think any of the art cars typically or very often ever sold to somebody interested in them.
No, we typically don't sell. And I just want to say, too, a lot of times when people see my car in particular, they look at it and they go, well, you sell lipstick, right?
Oh.
And I tell them, no, I don't sell lipstick.
Yeah.
Their mood changes, and suddenly it seems like they like my car a little bit more.
Right. The fact
it's
that
it's not all about money. It's about joy.
Not just transactional. Yeah.
Right. Don't monetize my joy.
Well, that's going to be quite a treat then on Saturday. And I guess the question I have is there anything that's mobile about the art cars, or they just kind of hanging out and people are gathering around? There's not a procession, for instance, or
well,
is there?
We're going to be parked for the day, and then toward the end or at the end, we will be caravanning up, and we're going to actually drive down to the beach and back.
Okay.
So our cars will probably cut through the campgrounds and wave to some folks there. We did talk about possibly cruising up to Silver Bay, the downtown area.
Right,
so the
up
night
Outer
before
Drive, for instance.
Our event,
yeah.
The night before, on the 18th at 6 p.m., we're going to be meeting up at Central Park. Oh, let me see. It's City Center Park in downtown Silver Bay. They have a concert in the park.
Yeah, we're very, very aware of the great Rocky Wall Productions putting on Friday night concerts in the park. Exactly.
Right. So they've got a concert that night at 7:30. We're going to be there starting at 6 p.m. And I know my artists are going to show up because we're buying their dinner.
Wow.
So it's a sneak peek. It's a sneak peek for the locals. Because a lot of the locals may not come out to the beach.
Well,
they will be at those concerts.
You know, there's been 400, 500, 600 people at some of these concerts. If we get the word out, I know it's Rich Mattson and his North Stars Friday.
They're great.
They're a great band, and
yes.
Boy, you could have a bunch more people coming up and down the shore than you think. It might be pretty busy, but I think the concerts get underway at 7:30, so they'll have a goodly amount of time to check out what's come up to Silver Bay, and then maybe pique their interest to come down Saturday.
That would be great. That would be really lovely. We welcome everyone, that's for sure.
Well, I realize that you also have somewhat of a mission here in doing such an adventurous show, that it's speaking to the need for art in our public places and spaces and lives, and you have a special art discussion forum also in conjunction with the weekend, right? You want to tell us about Jack Becker?
Yes. One of our art car artists, he drives the Chroma car. That's Jack Becker. And when I was setting up this weekend, he offered to make a presentation to our community. If anyone has been paying attention to what's happening along the shore, especially in Silver Bay, you'll know that there's a lot of planning going on for development, especially in the Black Beach area. So this just seemed like the perfect timing for all of it. I contacted the city administrator, and she suggested that we use the reunion hall, which can hold an awful lot of people.
Right.
So Jack's going to be making a presentation, and we'll be recognizing some other arts organizations that are in the Silver Bay area here. And Jack will make his presentation, which will help begin a conversation between artists and administrators in how to keep arts and culture in the foreground, and the importance especially of public art, art that is in the community and very approachable and within sight for everyone. I love to do community art projects. I was out at the Finland Fori Festival on Saturday creating a piece of artwork with the public, and my take on it was, we're making history every day. We're making tomorrow's history today. And so I'd invite people to come in and make history with me. We're creating this 3x5 foot piece that's going to be installed into the historical site, one of the buildings at the historical site. So it's very exciting, and people want to be part of it. So Jack's conversation is in bringing all of us together around something that's really rich. It makes a community more rich and more powerful, and it keeps all of us together in it. Pretty cool.
And if the community doesn't have such discussions, you don't realize that there might be a lot more support for this than meets the eye if people realize what the possibilities are, because it's not something we really talk about much in the public sector.
So this discussion isn't just for the city of Silver Bay. The Arrowhead Arts Board is very aware of this and has been broadcasting it. And anyone from Duluth up to Grand Marais, anywhere in between, you're very welcome to come out and listen to this discussion. We're going to be recording it and sharing that online. So if you miss it, you can still catch it.
Okay. Well, that's Thursday at 2 p.m., as you said, in the Reunion Hall in Silver Bay.
That's a trifecta
of cool things. The Art Forum, the discussion with Jack Becker, the sneak peek on Friday, right before the fun Friday night concert, and then on Saturday, 6 hours of the Art Car Beach Bash right off the highway. You said you'll be able to, you can't miss those art cars from the highway. It's good to know, Patty.
Every kid is going to be pulling on their mom's sleeve from the back seat. Mom, pull over. I'm telling you, it's going to be worth your while to stop.
We're kind of up against the clock now, Patty, but rounding things up, do you have any kudos, shout-outs that you want to give to those who have helped make this possible and remind people again about...
Thank you. I'm so glad you said that. So Love and Lake County has given us a generous grant. We also have gotten funding from Best of the North Shore. The city of Silver Bay has been behind us 100%. Our Arts Discussion Forum is co-sponsored by the Silver Bay Public Library. And then we have sponsors. It used to be the America Inn, and they still need to change their sign, but they are now the Black Beach Inn, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Black Beach Mini Golf, we're right next to them, and they are also sponsoring our event, as well as the Silver Bay Shuttle Service, a very cool, fun, free shuttle service around Silver Bay. If you need a ride to go anywhere within their area, you can get a ride from the beach up to the hiking trail, out to the golf course, to downtown. It's really a great
That's a remarkable service that's kind of remained a little, it's kind of a not purposely kept secret, but most of us who don't live in Silver Bay are not aware of that. So that's very neat to learn about that too, Patty.
Right. And Phil Houston, that runs that service, he is co-organizing this event with me. I'm doing all the fun stuff. He's doing all the behind the scenes, really hard stuff.
Oh, boy.
Nice to have that
as a right-hand person. Yeah. Okay.
Well, thank you so much.
Yeah.
I really appreciate the invite to be on your show.
Folks, Patty Paulson is our guest today. And if you've joined us really late and didn't quite get the gist of it, it's all about the art cars this weekend. And you can, where's a good online place to find out a little more, Patty? Is there a Facebook page?
Well, I'm old school. We've got a Facebook page. It's the Art Car Beach Bash. Art Car is one word, Art Car Beach Bash. Find us on Facebook.
That's an easy one. I think people can do that. Great. Well, Patty, it's been a blast, and I hope we talk about other such ventures in the future when you get people off-center a little bit about what kind of public art we can have on the North Shore. I think it's a fun thing to think about, the prospects. So good luck with this weekend and beyond.
Thank you, Leo. Cheers to the arts.
Cheers, and we'll see you on the radio, as we like to say, and at Black Beach this weekend. Thank you, Patty, for joining us on KTWH.
Wonderful. Thank you, Leo.
You take care now. And that was Patty Paulson. This weekend is the Art Car Bash on the beach, or the Art Car Beach Bash, if you will. And you can learn more on Facebook at Art Car Beach Bash. This is Leo for KTWH, Two Harbors Community Radio.